Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, I'm Fitz, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome to the Fitness Show. Today we are going to start by talking about Halloween and how we tackle that in the world of fitness, but I'd like to first start by introducing my favorite guest, everybody's favorite guest, Melissa DiStefano.
Hello everyone, how are you? Happy Halloween.
That's right, and so Melissa came over dressed up in some sort of costume. Tell us about your costume.
So I put the Wonder Bread logo on my shirt, and I put four of my favorite race medals on, and I called myself the Breadwinner.
The Breadwinner, because mm-hmm. You are the winner chicken dinner. And are any of those actually medals where you won something? Because you have come in first, second, third in various triathlons, swimming things.
Uh-huh. This was the last try that I did this past week or 2 weekends ago. I came in first place in the try, and then in the series I took first as well.
Right, so it's a Crystal River Sprint Triathlon Series, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure these are
manatees.
They're okay. Yeah. I couldn't tell if they were walruses, but three very macho manatees, which you will not normally come across,
in
a cycling helmet. One's wearing goggles and a swim cap. Mm-hmm. And on the back, there's a sticker that says first place.
Yay! So exciting.
That's spectacular. I'm so proud of you. So you are officially the Breadwinner.
Damn. And
she's got on Monster Mash pants with Frankenstein and the Bride of Frankenstein on them.
You had to get it in the spirit, the spooky spirit.
I missed that memo because I am in my traditional
slacker.
Black shorts and a tank top. So sorry, everybody. Why don't we just have them imagine me in some sort of very glamorous.
Be a Miss America contestant.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's obviously what I would choose.
What would you be? You would be Miss...
It would be Miss America because that's my favorite.
True. I was trying to come up with something.
Technically, just be Miss America. That's good enough.
That is.
Although, could you imagine me in a sparkly gown with a crown?
Your head would get so big, you wouldn't be able to fit through.
You know what? I actually,
you'd wear it all the time.
No, so when I was 14, I don't even know how it happened, but I ended up in a pageant.
Really?
I kid you not. And I just don't even know how I ended up in this thing, which is totally
outside. I'm sure it was your mom's doing it.
Lord knows. My mom was totally not a pageant lady either. I don't know. I got suckered into it somehow. But they had sportswear competition, and I wore my soccer outfit. Mm-hmm. And I walked across the stage like a soccer player. And then they had the evening gown competition, and I wore this hideous royal blue sequins mermaid type thing with the fluffy off the shoulder sleeves, I think.
We're going to need pictures of this.
Lord. I don't think there's any photos of my childhood, thank goodness, because I was so hideous and gross. But the best is that I walked across the stage in that gown like a soccer player.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I did. There's nothing dainty and cute about it. It's just so stupid. What was I thinking?
You weren't thinking. You were 14. You're doing whatever you were told to do. We're going to do this. Okay, let's do it.
It was so awful, and that gown I actually wore when I was a freshman. A senior asked me to his prom, and I wore that ugly dress.
Hold on. You fit into the same dress when you were a junior or senior that you did when you were 14?
No, I was a freshman, and I wore the dress because I went to the senior prom, and then wore the blue sparkly gown to the pageant, too.
Got you.
I was hideous, man. If you were a person who grew up in the 80s or 90s...
It was awful. It was those big shoulder pads, and, I mean, everything was just big. Big hair, big shoulder pads. The jeans you wore were humongous, and then you folded them
Cavaricci
really small.
Yes. The Cavaricci's. I was so ugly. And I'm not a babe right now, but it's...
Oh, my gosh. Really? Seriously?
Are you looking at me?
I am.
Well, I appreciate that, but...
Checking
you
out.
Isn't it worse when you would prefer looking like you look as a full-blown grown-up than you would as a teenager? That means you were a screwed-up teenager.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
I grew up in this family, and my family was...
Were you ugly? You were probably never ugly.
Are you kidding? You, Fitz, really? Yes.
Really? I hope you were so ugly too, like me, because I was so ugly.
Looking back, and of course I thought I was fat, which I definitely wasn't. I wish I was fat now like I was fat then, right. But I know I was the nerd geek. Big shoulders from swimming, but not the jock. And
so you just complained about having athletic shoulders. I had the hair. I had the bangs that were up in that weird wave.
Oh, with
up
the
high.
One, but the half down.
You had the bangs down. Uh-huh. And the fact that I had bangs in general is problematic. But then the other half was up, and my brother used to yell at me. I have this amazing big brother. He was like, stop with that hairspray. And so I had the big high hair.
Aquanet.
I got... Yes, and I had a body wave, so the hair was wiggly, and I had braces.
I did too.
And I wore the blue eyeshadow. Hideous.
Who didn't? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and just the wardrobe. And so, I just wore the ugly stuff that everybody wore. I wore the acid wash, and I had those little Western skirts that had the denim V towards the crotch and the big white fabric.
Did you see the picture on Facebook? I have one of me in that skirt. That skirt.
So bad. The bubble skirt, the bongo jeans with the zippers up the side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just bad. Just so bad. Oh my gosh. It was just so hideously ugly.
It's horrible. Edwin jeans.
That sounds, yes, they were fancy, right?
They were fancy jeans, yeah.
Do you remember having Coca-Cola clothing?
Oh, I don't know that I had Coca-Cola clothing.
You didn't have, in middle school, it was a big deal to wear Coca-Cola logo stuff. And they had the Coca-Cola shirts.
I had a Michael Jackson shirt.
Oh, I had the Michael Jackson jacket. And this is the best. I actually flew from Fort Lauderdale to Ocala, Florida to visit one of my friends and her dad on the farm. And I wore my red Michael Jackson jacket to the airport because it was fancy. And my white sparkly glove.
Nice.
I did. And I was 10. But then I left the glove in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I was crushed.
Were you devastated?
I was. Yeah. And I so wanted to marry Michael Jackson. And this is off on another tangent. But my preference at about 10 is I wanted to marry, not just be romantic with or whatever.
No, it was always
marry,
though.
To marry Michael Jackson, Prince, or Billy Idol.
Oh, see, that's, now we had different tastes in music.
Eclectic mix.
Because I was a Wham fan.
I did dig Wham. I saw Wham in concert.
Did you?
I did. I won concert tickets on the radio to see them.
See, now we should have switched because my first concert was David Lee Roth, and I feel like that was like be totally up your alley.
No. Well, I love the music, but I hated the long hair.
Mm.
Very anti-long hair. Mm. But Prince with that long cherry curl? How gross.
Well, it depends on what season it was in Michael Jackson's life as to what length his hair was. So
yeah, yeah.
I had long hair too.
I have no explanation for my taste in anything at all up until maybe I was about 20.
I don't take responsibility for any of my taste before I was, I don't know, I still maybe 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
my
daughter's really good. Ginger doesn't want to wear makeup. She has pretty simple taste, but I've tried to steer her away from just those foolish mistakes I wish my mother had steered me away from.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And she gets a little annoyed, and I go, but Ginger, here's the thing. I love you. Who in the world has better, your best interest in mind other than me? When I tell you that looks weird, it looks weird. Can you just go with that?
No. I think some things you just need to learn on your own, though. Really.
I suppose. And I give some wiggle room. But for the most part, she's very cautious. One of the things that's interesting, and she takes after me in so many ways, she's my mini-me, but on steroids. So if you guys think I have energy, oh my gosh.
She's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Super bouncy ball to the nth degree.
And so happy. It's all very happy, low energy. But where was I going with that? Oh, I just lost my place. Ginger.
Clothing. Bad decision.
Oh! Okay. So the other thing is she
wears... Aren't you glad I'm here?
Thank you. Someone's got to keep me on track. We share clothing now. She's 13.
Oh, my gosh.
And she wears my everything except, although I've caught her in my underwear before, and I've had to say, that's where I'm drawing the line. Not okay. But she's in my jeans. We even share some little bras, like little sports bra type things. I know. But that's not personal. Is that personal, the bra?
The underwear.
Yeah, it's
I get
not
that.
Okay.
But the bra,
yeah,
not
so
as much.
Too much information, but but she has gone to school with in my Oakley yoga pants and sneakers and a t-shirt, and I just said, Ginger, you can't do that. Why? It looks good. Well, it looks good if you're going to the gym, but you're going to school. You have to have some pride. You have to wear something that's cotton or no Lycra. You know what I'm saying? You got to put some effort, pretend you're not going to exercise.
They say right now, though, I just heard this on the news or some news magazine show that, what is it? Athleisure, yes, is totally in right now. So she's probably just super cool and we just don't get it because we're old.
I don't know. What was the whole thing? So I used to work with Oakley as one of their representatives, well, their fitness expert or whatever, but they had these great advertisements kind of against the Lululemon. So, you know, Lulu's fine. I mean, I've never really gone into a Lulu store and thought, gee, I want that. Mm. Even if it were really inexpensive, I'm not drawn to that particular brand. But what was... It was basically the whole advertisement was about in Lulu, you just go sit at a coffee shop, you know, and in Oakley, you actually perform. You got to go do something. You can't just show up. You got to do something. So, yeah, I don't want her walking around in exercise clothes at school or at the mall. It's one thing if you actually leave the gym and stop by a store on the way home, but you can't put on that and go to work or school, right?
I totally agree. I totally agree with that. Yeah, I do.
So why don't we get on topic?
Yeah, maybe we should. Let's come back. Come back to what we're talking
about. That's right. Yes. So
happy Halloween. That's
right. So we've got 5 days. I'm actually going to publish this show today because we've got five days to get to people before Halloween hits.
Okay.
And this is the first of the holidays that are damning to our hips.
Yes,
and our waistline.
First big candy holiday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so hopefully the adults, I mean, I know we're all invested with kids, but and it's not okay to gouge on candy every day.
No.
Mm-mm. Right? No. And so you have some other topics, but I'm going to start with the trick-or-treating deal because I take that very seriously and I make a few moves that save me because if there's chocolate in my house, I'll eat it. It has to be hidden from me, put away. So I do not shop for Halloween candy for trick-or-treaters until the last minute. So Halloween at 5 p.m., I'll go to a store to get something. Mm-hmm. And then I get things I don't like.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, so I'll get something with almonds or coconut. I don't enjoy those things. Anything. If it's chocolate, I will find a way to enjoy it. So I try to get non-chocolate things that are gross to me. Get them last minute. And then the other thing I think is equally important is to get non-candy items.
Yeah, that's something we were talking about earlier. And that it doesn't. Maybe not everybody's favorite stop, but... Kids are going to get so much flipping candy that, you know, if you put and my kids are young, so a kaleidoscope little thing or
Play-Doh.
They would love that.
The and spider
the,
rings.
The fake little glasses that make you look scary and make your eyeballs look like they're popping out of your face. They love that. But then non-candy, there's also healthy treats like, you know, a box of raisins or a bag of Cheez-Its or... You know, something that's just not a...
Yeah, my kids have been... Yeah, they actually really like being able to take a little mini bag of Halloween-decorated pretzels to school the next day. So I don't think anyone's suffering if you at your home put the little Halloween Play-Dohs or craisins or whatever in there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And there's also Florida Naturals. Have you had the little nuggets? Love them.
No.
They you can get them in a teeny tiny little pouch and they're small little nuggets and the only ingredient is fruit and some pectin.
Nice. So dry fruit.
But it's like a gummy.
A dried fruit gummy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Florida
Natural, they which is even better.
Yeah, it is.
Yay, Florida.
It's pulverized, so it's not like a piece of dried fruit. It tastes like a gummy.
Okay.
And the orange one is delicious and the grape and the my kids love it. They think that they're gummies. But
so just a better choice.
Yeah.
And here's the deal is Halloween could wreck you. You have been out there. If you've been listening to my show, I imagine you've put some effort into it. You've been watching your caloric budget. You've been exercising often. This is not a good place to let it all go. And if you bring a big bag of candy you love into your house, you can kiss your progress goodbye.
No, it's not worth it. It's so not worth it.
Yeah, it's just not worth it. So put your foot down and make better decisions for yourself. And then there's going to be parties.
Yes, there are.
And so I have the same stance on parties as I do on vacation. We go on vacation to make memories, have laughter, experience adventure, try new things, see new things, learn new things. We don't go on vacation to just gorge. Even if you go on a cruise, gorging is not the purpose. And so when you go to a party, you have to know that the intention is to socialize with friends, meet new friends, dance, laugh, do all of those things. It's fine if you eat, but it's not okay if you're reckless about it.
I totally agree. And I think that there's some things that I do anyway before I go to a party that prepare me to not do those things. I make sure that I've eaten my healthy whatever I'm going to eat. And then if I think that I've eaten far enough away from the party time, then I'll eat an apple before I go. And I'll drink a boatload of water. And I'll bring my Yeti with water, club soda, and with lime, and that's it, with me, so that this way I'm drinking that and I'm sipping that. And I'll purposefully walk away from all the junk and station myself near the vegetables. And
yeah.
I mean, I think that as an adult, we can make those decisions. But then if you start drinking a lot or
of alcohol,
then you become more careless and you're like, what does it matter? I'll just have that one brownie or two or three or four or five or seven. Yeah. And then the next morning you wake up and you're like, crap, what did I do to myself?
Yeah.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah. So bring healthy things. Bring something that you can rely on. Whether you're bringing shrimp cocktail, it doesn't have to always be a veggie dish. You can bring, you know, grilled steak. You can bring a cool veggie platter that looks like skull and bones, right?
Or like
go on Pinterest and actually go on fitsness.com and search Halloween. And I have an article with, I think, 20 favorite festive food creations for each holiday. Cool stuff you can do with fruits, cool stuff you can do with meat. You don't have to devour all the sweets.
And for like my kids' parties when they have their fall, quote unquote fall parties, last year I took bananas and I cut them in half and I put those mini chocolate chips as their eyes, and then I put one in upside down for the nose, and so they had little ghosts for their
cute
bananas. And
very
then I took those mini little oranges, the cuties, and I peeled them, and I took a teeny piece of celery, and I stuck it in the top, so it was pumpkins and ghosts, And then another year I had taken an orange, a bigger orange, and I gutted it out, made it look like a pumpkin, like I carved the triangle eyes and little mouth, and then I filled it with berries.
Excellent.
And so the kids were like, oh my gosh, this is so cute, and they love it, and I think we eat with our eyes, and it makes it funner.
We eat with our eyes.
We do.
Very nice. So my big Halloween creation, and mind you, I am not talented at making anything look good. I can make food that tastes good, but I have no artsy skills in the world, but I make witch fingers. So I make breadsticks, and I make long, skinny breadsticks, but I dyed them green in advance.
Oh.
And then either I take a paintbrush with red food dye and paint a fingernail on them, or I'll cut red bell peppers and jab them in to make a witch finger.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
people
clever.
Love that. And I serve it with marinara sauce.
Sweet. That's good.
It's not as healthy as your orange with the celery coming out of its head. However,
true.
It's very spooky and exciting.
I did see a really cool thing. It was a plate of green noodles, like the spinach, fettuccines. And they had red sauce on it, like a marinara sauce. And then they took cheese sticks and sliced them. So they had these little circles. And then took tiny pieces of black olive and put them in the middle of the cheese stick circle. So it looked like little eyes all over the pasta.
Nice. Speaking of eyes, do you watch The Walking Dead?
I'm sorry to say that I do not.
No! All right. So anyone out there who watches The Walking Dead, this is the time for me and you to have a moment.
I'll walk out of the room. You guys can have your moment.
Week show with Negan was the most disturbing television I've ever seen. However, I dig The Walking Dead. And so I got suckered into it. I don't really like the slash-em, gash-em movies ever since I had kids. But I started seeing it. And I thought, well, this is interesting. I started asking questions. It sounded really clever. Went back to season one, episode one, and I was hooked.
Did you watch it while you're on the treadmill?
I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did we talk about this before?
Yeah.
So sorry if I'm redundant. I'm always redundant. But anyways, I totally have the hots for Rick, the Ranger Rick. Have I told you about this?
No.
Oh, my gosh. And he's not technically pretty. He's not a super handsome man. He's kind of got – he's kind of got a little bit of a Jerry curl, I think. He's got – it's overgrown because he's living off the woods or whatever.
This is a deep-seated attraction for you.
He's
Jerry curl.
Rugged, and he's Southern. He's very manly, and I dig a manly man. He's very rugged. But this is the worst about Rick, so – I'm off tangent once again, but he is, I dig him because he's manly and rugged. That's it. And so I saw him live interviewed and I almost died. I just wanted to curl up in a ball.
Lose yourself?
Because he's British. Oh, and his accent makes him so effeminate. He's dressed fancy and talking fancy. And I was Sad. I was crushed. So, sorry. I don't love. I mean, Andrew Lincoln's a wonderful actor, but I prefer Rick Grimes. And anyways, with eyeballs, I think the eyeball thing is going to be hot this Halloween. I just posted a picture of me on Instagram.
That was disturbing, by the way.
Little cardboard eye popper outer thing. The local radio station Sky took my picture, put it up on their Facebook page, and said, "Is this sick? Is it too soon?" Bob Rose, the radio host.
I love Bob.
I know. I said, Bob, if I start getting bashed by everybody, you better defend my honor. So anyways, eyeballs are going to be hot this Halloween because one of the characters got bashed over the head by Lucille, the bat wrapped in barbed wire, and his eyeball popped out right away. It went. It didn't fall out, but it exploded out, and it was pretty excellent.
They're stuck to something in there, so they can just pop out. And dangled. Did it dangle?
Didn't dangle, but it was protruding from his eye socket. And anyways, eyeballs. You can't go wrong this Halloween doing some eyeball.
Oh, I love making eyeballs out of canned lychees filled with raspberry jam and then a blueberry in it.
We're going to do that. Everybody make that.
They're so yummy.
Glenn eyes. So, all right, we've talked about, it's just your responsibility. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Don't bake lots of Halloween crap and leave it on your counters. If you're going to bake something, get rid of it. Bake the things you don't like, get rid of it. Buy the candy you don't like, get rid of it. The last trick-or-treater gets the entire bowl. Don't leave it around to tempt you because...
And if you're at a party and they offer you, hey, take the rest of these cookies, I'm saying no. No, thank you.
Yeah, just step away. And so the other thing with Halloween is costume choosing. And so I've been looking around.
What are your kids going to be?
Ginger's going to be Woody. Okay. Like a cute little version of Woody from Disney. Parker's not sure, but... I went to the costume store, and this is the problem that I find with almost all costumes. If you're a woman, whatever you are is sexy.
Yep. You're a sexy cop, or you're a sexy pumpkin, or you're a sexy... whatever
it is. I saw sexy Ernie and Bert costumes yesterday.
Oh my gosh,
you know
what?
There's nothing sexy about Ernie.
No, there's not. That'd be like having a sexy Cookie Monster.
Sexy Cookie Monster, maybe. Sexy Bert,
Well, you know why? Because he's not rugged.
That's right. He's not rugged at all. He's probably British. So, what do y'all think at home?
The sexy kitty. There was a How I Met Your Mother episode, or the several of them actually, all about how all of the women have sexy whatever it is.
Yeah.
Anything for a woman is sexy.
Right. Well, one of the things that bothers me is maybe there's pressure to be sexy. I don't feel that pressure to be sexy.
That's because you already are sexy.
That's right. I'm so damn sexy. But it's interesting. I wonder, because there's always a bunch of women, and we're going to stick with a women topic, that take Halloween, use it as their opportunity to
let it
slut it up.
Yep.
Yeah? And wear skimpy clothes, stuff they would never wear throughout the year. But Halloween is like, I'm going to get the shortest skirt. I'm going to show my crotch.
Sexiest Superman ever.
There's going to be cleavage and crotch and belly showing and... Do you think women desperately want that? Maybe they're excited about that, or they feel pressure to do that?
I think they feel pressure to do that. I don't think that, or maybe secretly they feel, or internally, that they never get to expose that part of themselves.
Maybe
and
it's just
so
fun.
Now it's fun. It's the opportunity to be someone else in your own body and show your boobages.
Yeah, and mind you, I guess I've had some costumes that were skimpy-ish. I had a cave girl costume back when I was in college, but... Yeah, that was kind of, it showed my midriff, whatever, but.
So Gabriel wanted to be, this is 2 years ago now, I actually just posted a, like a time hop thing that, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this was so long, or Zachary was two, so it's 3 years ago.
Your son better not have been the sexy.
No, oh my gosh, no, but he wanted to be a race car driver, and so he, we got him a cute little Dale Earnhardt,
costume. Sexy Dale Earnhardt?
Yeah, it was totally sexy for a four-year-old or however old he was. And then Zachary got pit crew. And then Gabriel had said, but mommy, you had to be a race car driver too. And so I had to look online and find one for a woman. And the only one they had was a Danica Patrick costume.
Which is spandex, I'm sure.
Well, it was pleather. And so I got the costume in and I was like, all right, well, I'm just not even going to worry about it. I don't have time to try it on. It'll be fine.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. I put that on and was like, we have to go to a block party right now. I need to put some clothes on. I mean, it was just like super tight, boobages, it had the aviator glasses, but it didn't even have a way to like, it went half up your boobs and your boobs were like
jammed
out.
Bajoom.
Like, GoDaddy girl.
GoDaddy girl.
Yeah. Bam chickawawa.
It's interesting. And we're all people who take good care of ourselves on, you know, whether you're at your starting point or you're like Richard Green and you've lost over 150 pounds.
Woo, Richard! You lost a me, Richard.
It's ridiculous. It's
amazing.
Yeah, if you want to see cool stuff, join my Hottie Body Fitness Challenge on Facebook. It's free. It's for absolutely everyone. And we have some incredible success stories right now. Yesterday, Richard Green posted he's down, I think it was 154 pounds. And then Rob Stewart today posted that he's down
51.8.
It's like mind-blowing success. So we're all working on ourselves. And so if you want to go out and be the slutty nurse or the slutty fireman or whatever, then feel free. But I just think
it's not necessary.
No.
Put on a Wonder Bread logo and some medals and you can be the bread winner.
The bread winner. Yeah. That's right. I have my onesie. I'm a big fan of the sleepy onesie because I'm freezing all the time. But in Detroit, the Goddess Marathon, they bought me a hot pink onesie.
You wore it the last time I co-hosted with you.
That's right. I wore it to co-host. I look like a Teletubby in it. But I was thinking of just making a hot pink horn and putting it on and being a unicorn.
It's a great idea.
It's not sexy at all, but damn it if it's not comfortable.
Look, we were at the Fitness International headquarters. You were in the onesie and I thought you were sexy.
Really?
Did.
Aww.
Yeah. Then again, we get back to Fitz being so hot.
So sexy in general. It's hard. It's hard. But yeah, try and find a costume that makes you feel good. If you don't want to be the slutty something or the sexy something, don't be it.
Don't do it.
Aim for fun. Aim for a character or whatever. But
oh, you know what? I printed one and I wanted to bring it. I thought it was so cool. It was a bunch of people who, I'm so mad I left it on the printer now. A bunch of people that were obviously together at a party. And they had like four rows, it looked like, and they were pretending they were on a roller coaster together.
Oh,
like they were all sitting there. Yeah. And I was like, that is awesome. I want to get a group of people together just to do that.
Yeah, I wish I were creative like that. I'm not creative like that. Oh, here's the other thing I want to talk about. Because now I have kids that are 11 and 13. We still love Halloween. My neighborhood still does Halloween big. There will be a neighborhood party and everyone takes off and trick or treats. And it's amazing. And I saw something on Facebook that really made me think. I know years ago I used to be annoyed by the teenagers out trick-or-treating. Mm. Like, get a life. What are you here for? You're getting the candy. You're not even wearing a full costume. But now I have an appreciation for kids that are still into some sort of wholesome family time.
That's a good point.
And they're not out egging and they're not out doing mean things to people and they're not out getting drunk and doing drugs. They're out trick-or-treating with younger siblings or cousins or neighbors. And man, give those kids a break. I love that my kids still haven't said, no way, Mom, this is not cool. Mm. We're going to buy a costume today for Parker. Ginger will make one because she's crafty like that. But we're going to go trick-or-treating, and I would hate for someone to be mean to my sweet girl.
Because she's, don't do it.
And yeah.
There's a time, though, but what I don't like for me, because I do have young kids, is the doorbell ringing at 10:30 at night.
Yes.
And it's the, you know, an 18-year-old who's in, you know, jeans and a t-shirt. And he's like, hey, trick or treat, yo.
And go away.
No.
Yeah, that's completely off base.
And if the light's off, don't knock.
That's right.
They're either out of candy or not there. So,
yeah. Well, last year, so I live in a neighborhood with lots of hills. And last year, my poor son he was 2 months into a 6-month stint on crutches from a broken bone in his foot. And we had to do trick-or-treating with his knee scooter and crutches up and down hills. And it was tough. So I'm really looking forward to him just being back on his feet.
Did you push him?
I did. I'm trying to think. Did we do the scooter or if we had the wheelchair? We had gone back and forth between a variety of apparatuses just to keep him moving. But it was certainly challenging. But Halloween, you know what? It's my favorite holiday of the year. Christmas is too much work. Thanksgiving is also has become a family pain in the neck. But Halloween is silly. You dress up as a costume. Mm-hmm. You have some fun. You know, everybody pitches in to do something nice for each other. So I fully encourage, if you're going to have a work party and people are dressing up, do something. Don't be the stick in the mud that says no.
I agree. And I have some more fun things you can bring to party.
Let's hear it.
Now? All right. So if you're going to go to a block party or need to bring something to work, I love taking like a roll of gauze and wrap it around an apple and then put two little eyes stuck in the apple. So it looks like a little mummy. And it's an apple, but it's super cute. Again, me with our eyes. If it's cute, we're going to eat it. And one thing I do, we live in Florida, and guaranteed, you know, it was 40 degrees here yesterday and the day before, but
it's
Halloween,
it's going to be, Halloween.
Right? Exactly. So I've made popsicles for my boys, and on the bottom of the popsicle, which would kind of be the top, is vanilla yogurt, and then the middle is orange juice.
Yes.
And then the bottom is pineapple.
But you have to freeze the first layer first.
Yes, freeze the first layer
first. Freeze the yogurt.
And then freeze the second layer, and then freeze the third. But it looks like a candy corn. And
cute. So it's yogurt, then orange juice, then
pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I use juice, not
sure.
It's 100% juice, no sugar. But those are really fun. And then we like to take pretzels and dip them in chocolate, which just a little bit, though, mm-hmm. isn't going to... Get that little bit, but it's homemade. I think it's so different when you make it at home. And
you
it's
only
not...
have a couple.
Right, yeah.
I have chocolate every day.
I know you
have
say
a small
that.
Piece.
Okay, she says I eat, this is Fitz. I eat chocolate every day. She eats a Hershey's Kiss. That,
Sometimes it's a little more, but I have to have chocolate. I mean, the moral of the story is I'm building in some yummy stuff. People look and they go, you don't have anything, you're perfect. I'm so not perfect. And you know, an important part of my day is some chocolate. I just don't ever get carried away with it.
That's good. And that is fantastic.
So your pretzels would fall in line.
I love the salty sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the salty sweet.
Yeah.
We had done these baked chips dipped in chocolate, and everyone was like,
yes.
ew. So good.
Here's the thing. Baked Doritos versus fried Doritos, people can't tell the difference.
I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, one has been dumped in a vat of oil, one's been baked on a tray. Why would you not go for the one baked on the tray?
Yeah.
It's that cheesy powder that adds all the flavor.
Right.
It makes absolutely no sense. Maybe you pay 40 cents more for a family-sized bag of baked
mm-hmm.
Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it up, dude. Pay the 40 cents. Yeah. Just don't eat the whole bag.
Right.
But it's such a smarter choice.
Popcorn balls, even, that you make are great, and they're not as nearly... as sugar laden as other stuff that, it, you know, and
it's
I love
it's always a healthier choice.
There always is. Yeah.
Find one, make one, figure it out.
I love the neighbors who give change. I really
Ooh.
Do because my kids love the coins and they love to fill their piggy bank with them. And it's like the first thing they want to do. They get so excited about that. And, you know, you're going to spend gajillions of dollars on Halloween candy if you live in a neighborhood where you're going to get knocked on the door, not your door knocked on all the time.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
To give everybody... you know, a handful of pennies or a quarter, you'd probably come out less than you would buying
money.
All that candy. So, and, you know, little toys and trinkets or whatever.
Do you know what we have? We have a house in this neighborhood, and they provide water bottles.
That is a great idea.
It is such a score. By the time we get up to this house, we've been up three, you know, steep hills, and by the time we get to that third steep hill, we are craving that water bottle.
So
we
thirsty.
Love this family. And they also give out chips we don't take advantage of, but yeah, I mean, the water bottle.
That's smart. I may do that this year. That's really smart.
Yeah, you can, even if you got those mini water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Moms are trick or treat, I need some water.
Yeah, and here's a bottle of wine for mom, and here's a water bottle
That's
for
right.
you.
And you know what the other thing with trick or treating is sometimes, because our neighborhood, we have this pizza party, and we eat and drink, and then you go trick or treating for 2 hours. An hour in, I need to use a restroom.
Yeah.
And so you want to go, hey, trick or treat, can I use your restroom? I've never done that. But man, it's been on my mind probably every year since my kids started doing this thing.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm. Normally, my husband takes the kids trick or treating and I get to stay home. And I love the trick or treaters. I'll actually make like a graph of.
This year is your year. You got to go trick or treating.
I think actually it does fall into my year. We do tend to alternate, but. I make a little graph of how many Supermans and how many Batmans.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
My mother's coming to visit this weekend. And this may be the first year we've had someone here at the house. We've always tried to recruit people to pass out candy. But we can never find an extra person. No one's willing to miss out on trick-or-treating with the kids. So my mom will be here. And she has some, you know, back issues. And I think she's had her knee replaced twice. So I believe she'll... be happy to sit
volunteer.
At the door. Yeah. So I won't be the jerk family with no one here passing out treats. But I'll probably get Play-Doh. I will go buy big things of Play-Doh.
That is a great idea.
All those
idea.
Cutie little things.
Mm-hmm. I may alternate some of these ideas. I really like them.
All right. So we've covered that we were ugly in our teenage years. Hideously, disgustingly ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And
then the
that
acne.
Was me. You were just kind of ugly. I was totally disgustingly ugly.
Okay.
So bad.
We're going to have to post pictures.
No!
I think there's going to be...
it's so ugly. I couldn't even live down. My teenage years are so bad. But sexy costumes, yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay. Unless you want them. Unless this is your one chance to be a slutty refrigerator, then giddy up. Do that. And send us pictures. Candy.
Of your sexy refrigerator.
Get candy you don't like. Yep. Get it late in the day. Give it all out by your last trick-or-treater.
Or
just
treats.
Don't get candy. Mm-hmm. Restrain yourself at parties. Fill up your tummy with something healthy before you go. Bring something healthy so you have something to snack on when you get there.
Stage yourself near the vegetables. Don't drink alcohol.
Or go just do the fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then limit the alcohol or ditch it. And really, y'all aren't entitled to drink all the time. I think people think, well, I worked hard. You don't need to do that. In fact, one of the things that allowed me to strip the weight off and keep it off was ditching alcohol. Not forever, but it's not a big part of my life. And so if it's a big part of your life, you may want to reevaluate. I always, the women with the wine and people will come, women will come and say, and I pick on women. I'm going to say people, guys with beer, women with wine, but they'll say, I need my wine. I need my beer. Every beer you have, every glass of wine is equivalent to a snack-sized bag of Cheetos. And so when you whine about needing your wine, say, I need my Cheetos. And then just replace that word wine with Cheetos. And then you'll see how stupid it sounds. And then if you're the guy who's drinking every day, think about the guy getting in the gas station at 11 o'clock in the morning with that brown bag of Schlitz. You are no different than that guy. If alcohol is a part of your every single day, let's rethink that. Mm-hmm. Because you're the guy with the brown bag or the girl with the brown bag, and that's just not okay.
Or that daily coffee at Starbucks, unless it's fitting into your caloric budget, don't do it.
If it's black coffee, fine. If it's the fancy coffee with the foam and the whipped cream and the syrup, uh-uh.
It's like a 400-calorie drink.
Yeah, which could be lunch. It should be. That's your lunch. It should be a salad and a sandwich and a side and a drink.
Yeah. That would just ruin my whole day. I mean, calorie-wise, I'd be done.
All right. So do you actually have a costume you're going to wear this year?
The whole family was going to be the emotions from Inside Out.
Yes.
And time had just gotten away from us, and we just didn't make it happen. So Gabriel's going to be a police officer.
Excellent.
And Zachary wants to be the same thing he was last year, which is there's a kid show called Paw Patrol, and he wants to be Marshall
again,
which is a firefighting Dalmatian.
Love it.
So he's just adorable anyway. So they're going to be precious in their costumes.
And you?
I'm going to be, hello, breadwinner.
Breadwinner. Okay, I didn't know if that was just for me or everybody.
And I'm going to wear my Frankenstein pants.
Frankenstein pants. I love that. Yeah. I think I'm going to be, I get introduced to cool guy stuff from Ginger, and it's a YouTuber.
I don't even know what that is.
Cool guy. That's what I call everything cool guy. My kids get mad when I reference things as cool guy, but it means it's hip,
okay.
Popular.
Sorry, I'm with
cool
you
Cool guy.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It's my mom slang that's so annoying to everybody, but there's this YouTuber, her name is Miranda Sings, and if you guys like sarcasm, she is the funniest. She's a comedian who basically, when she was in college, there was these girls that were making their own videos. She's a performer, and so I guess within her theater company, these girls who thought they were a big deal would get on, make a YouTube video, and say, oh, I'm warming up for a big audition. You can listen, and really badly. And so Miranda was, or Colleen is her real name, but she was really annoyed by these women, so she made this character mocking the annoying girls she went to college with, and
oh
she called
goodness.
Her Miranda Sings. And so she has a YouTube channel. It's got bazillions of followers, and she's really cool guy with the teenagers and stuff. But I love her. She's funny. She wears these dorky red pants up high and the button-down shirt, and she wears her lipstick. This is the best part. It's lipstick that is twice the size of her lips. It's bright red lipstick and dorky hair, and she's
like
a
Ronald
real
McDonald.
Kind of. And this is her deal, is she's a total prude and she talks really funny. But look up Miranda Sings, and I think I'm going to be that because it's easy. And it's red
Can
pants.
Can I do your lipstick? Can I do your lipstick
sure,
for you?
Sure. Because I would even butcher that. Melissa, do you know Kara Winslow?
Yes, I do.
Great, love
Kara.
Yes.
Love her.
I'm going to have her come on as a guest, and we're going to talk about makeup.
I think that's a great idea.
I think, and she
and
has
then
a lot
maybe
to
she
share.
Can do my makeup while she's on air, and then we can do like a before and after picture, and it could be like totally sexy, just
people
like
will
you.
Just have to imagine, right? I'm just oozing sexiness.
You are that. We forgot to establish the other thing we established was
right.
Fitz's level of sexiness.
It's out. It's like me walking across the stage in that blue sequins mermaid gown.
Did you
with
hear
my
bound chicka
soccer walk? Hot, hot, hot. That's how I live. I live my life waking up and going to sleep thinking how to be
even hot.
Sexier.
Oh, I can't stand myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can stand myself. I'm hot to trot. All right, we're going to stop annoying the audience. Thank you, Melissa, for coming back on the Fitzness Show.
Thanks for having me.
And to all of you, we wish you a very spooky, very fun Halloween. Lots of restraint. And I would love to have you follow me. Follow at Fitzness on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. Like this show. We love your comments. We love your likes. And we actually create shows based on your suggestions. So please continue the feedback. We love it. Melissa, where can people find you?
Find me on Instagram, Running Working Mom, or at the Heidi Body Fitness Challenge. I am there all the time.
That's right. Stick around. Listen to the commercial. Learn more about my Morning Mile program. Bye, everybody. Get to work.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.